Now, a reading recommendation from our series, You Must Read This. It comes from Sarah Paretsky, a writer of detective fiction. Her most famous creation is The Female Private Eye, V.I. Warshawski. Today, Paretsky tells us about a book she finds intimidating and beautiful.
From early childhood, I've loved books about underdogs where heroines only triumph after they've paid their dues. Nancy Drew didn't speak to me. Rich and omnicapable, her life bore no resemblance to my own. She could not compare with Jo March, Anne of Green Gables, or Jane Eyre. Call me perverse, but I've always identified with heroines who suffer before they succeed. I used to reread the opening chapters of Jane Eyre, which detail her privations at home and at school, like a glutton. They were reassuring. You knew a promised land lay on the far side of misery. Jane Eyre was such an important part of my private world that when a friend told me, "You have to read Wide Sargasso Sea by Jean Rhys," I refused at first to look at it. Sargasso Sea is the prequel to Jane Eyre. It tells the life of the notorious madwoman in the attic, who was the hero, Mr. Rochester's first wife. In a narrative that alternates between his voice and that of the Creole woman he marries and destroys, we experience the beauty and the history of the Indies. Like the islands themselves, Rhys's story seems to pour out of her with a heart-choking urgency. But the narrative is tightly controlled, each word carefully chosen. Jean Rhys wrote and rewrote it for almost 2 decades. It's the distillation of her life and craft. I have mixed feelings about so-called vampire novels, books which depend on someone else's creation for their life. Shakespeare stole storylines without compunction. Lesser mortals retell Hamlet or Othello in 1,000 different guises. Most vampire books make me impatient. I think to myself, take a chance, invent something of your own. But I had a completely different reaction to Wide Sargasso Sea. Jean Rhys grew up in the West Indies and came to England as a young woman. She was a protege and lover of Ford Madox Ford in the 1920s when she wrote a number of acclaimed novels. Wide Sargasso Sea knits the colonial Indies to England for Jean Rhys as well as for the reader. Rhys makes you understand that the madwoman in the attic isn't Bronte's swollen, drunken avatar of passion. She's a Creole, a woman of mixed European and African descent like Jean Rhys herself. Rhys understood how Europeans imagined West Indians, as sensual, almost animal in their passions. Rhys makes us see Jane Eyre's madwoman as a woman first, one who's made mad by the bewildering white and male world in which she loses everything, her home, her beauty, above all, her identity. Ford said of Jean Rhys that she had a terrifying instinct for stating the case of the underdog. Nowhere does she do it more powerfully than in Wide Sargasso Sea. Nowhere is her prose more supple, more assured than here. It's the kind of book that makes me despair of ever mastering my craft. You must read it.
Sarah Paretsky writes detective fiction. Her latest novel is Hardball, and she was talking about a favorite, the novel Wide Sargasso Sea. For more You Must Read This recommendations, you can visit npr.org.